Calvin Ridley has back-to-back seasons of 1,016 and 1,017 receiving yards, the same year twice, 1 yard apart, and the market has him at pick 180, receiver 68, between those 1,000-yard seasons, and this price sits one loss autumn. This episode is about which one is the forecast,
the season that exists. 7 games, 17 catches on 36 targets for 303 yards and no touchdowns on a 3-14 Tennessee team. On half PPR scoring, that's a line we won't hang a per game rank on. 7 games is not a sample, and we don't rank what didn't happen. The shape of the 7 tells the real story. A hamstring took October per the beat reporting. He missed 3 games, and when he returned in week 11 against Houston, his leg broke on the first play back. 1 catch, 13 yards, a cart, and a season over in November. The career says that was the outlier. From 2018 through 2020, he climbed to 15.8 half PPR points a game at the peak, then the wilderness years, the stepped away season, the suspension, and then the part that matters here. 17 games in 2023, 17 more in 2024, 1,000 plus yards in both. His last full season paid 9.8 a game. Whatever else the resume says, the 2 years before the injury said durable, productive, WR3-ish, every week twice over.
Now the pattern, because for once we have one that fits, our injury recovery cohort. Established players coming off a season of 10 games or fewer, 93 of them across the decade, says the median man returns at 70% of his last healthy season, and only 1 in 3 gets back to 85. It replicates in both eras, 68% before 2021, 73 since. Run him through it. 70% of 9.8 is about 6.9 a game, which priced out at receiver 55 last season. Hold that number.
Muffed!
The situation, dated. Tennessee tried to trade him in November, per the reporting, and the winter consensus expected a release. Instead, a March pay cut, $8.75 million off the deal, per Yahoo, leaving a $13 million salary with 12.5 guaranteed, plus incentives to earn some back. He kept number 17 and took minicamp reps in June, per the Titans beat, with the recovery framed as on schedule for camp. But the room moved underneath him. Tate at pick 4, Robinson in free agency, and the June beat has him competing with Dyke and Iamanor for the number 3 job, not headlining. It's Brian DeBall's offense now, attached to year 2 of Cam Ward, on a team that won 3 games. The price? WR68 at pick 180 against a cohort landing spot of 55. Even the haircut version of Calvin Ridley prices out a tier above this pick. Our verdict? Lean, underpriced. History leans rather than shouts because the cohort's median is doing the arguing, and because the caveat is double, he enters his age 32 season per the fantasy coverage, and the role he's competing for is 3rd on the depth chart. A fade of the leg and a fade of the job at once is how receiver 68 happens to a 3-time 1,000-yard receiver, and if either fade is wrong, so is the price. Watch 3 things in August, the fibula and the hamstring surviving padded practices, his snap share against Dyke and Iamanor, and whether Ward looks his way when it matters. The cohort math already priced the injury, the market added a 2nd discount for the depth chart. 2 discounts on 1 player is usually 1 too many. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.